Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Well, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. July the 15th, 7:05 in the morning. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com, and we're chatting here. Got Angel and Sun Gold are already up and rolling, and it's going to be a good show today. We're going to be having Kids Unlimited in here, I think like 142 of them in here singing in our studio. Of course, our studio is magnificently large for those who've been here before.
Can I just say that we have tons of ticket giveaways?
And we are going to be giving tickets away
tons.
At every break. So we stand by, as we say, for heavy rolls. Bad Bob is stuck in a traffic jam, so we have Just Bob. Good morning, Just Bob.
Good morning, sir.
And how are you today?
Doing great. Looking forward to the weekend.
I see that you dress much like Bad Bob here. It's kind of scary. You two are kind of cloning it here, right?
Well, I am his little brother.
That's right.
And he is my role model.
Oh, speaking of role models, here she is.
Okay. Well, good morning. Of course, let's do a little bit of the forecast. Well, first of all, let's say farewell to somebody who has been the most charming and wonderful, just a wonderful asset to Northern California, and that's Cheetah Johnson. And of course, she's leaving for Houston, and she's got a wonderful job where she is going to be under studying severe weather and under a meteorologist who worked for NASA for 12 years. So a great jump for her, and gets to do 10 to 6 hours, and I think it's going to just be a terrific experience for her. And why not? So. We'll miss her.
The community will miss her.
Yes. Yeah. And so today, my little wee way of telling you the weather is a printout from the National Weather Service. And in the little block on the left, today, it says mostly sunny with a high of 87. And tonight, we'll be partly cloudy with a low of 61. Tomorrow, it looks like it's about 85. And tomorrow night, 61. Really looking forward to Anselmo Vineyards. Tomorrow night, I'll be singing with the trio. Fabulous. Last night, and they're putting me out on deck, so
so the cow herd can hear too, and the sheep and the goats. And you know what? That was good, honey. You know that, but you know, Cheetah, there's something about. I've got friends that said, you know, the only reason they get up in the morning is to watch the weather. And you know, Cheetah's done so many things for our community. You know, if there was a fundraiser, Cheetah was there. She became a part of our community. And for you that don't, you know, they've just seen her on TV, we've had the opportunity to work with Cheetah on, gosh, I don't know, numerous occasions for different things we run each other. But then, you know, because, you know, we know Cheetah, and we've run into her at the supermarket. We've run into her after she's been playing tennis. You know, we just, you know, and the person you see on the TV is the person you see off the TV.
Very likable person.
She is a likable person. And, you know, what she's doing down in Houston is, you know, that she had another job offer. That would have been very similar to what she's doing now, but as a meteorologist, and she is a trained meteorologist. She has gone through college or university to learn this. Going down to Houston, Texas, gives her an opportunity to learn how to do severe weather, hurricanes, tornadoes, and being able to work with a man who was at NASA for 12 years. You know, so she is stepping up. She's stepping up her game, and you know what? She's ready. And again, Cheetah, you just have a great trip. I hope the people of Houston appreciate what they're getting. We're going to take a break here. Oh, wait a minute. No, we're not.
We'll be right back after these messages.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table, and get peace of mind today for less.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, July 17th.
Bringing you a new comedy, Waiting for Ruttleman.
Mistaken Identity is only the beginning in this audio salute to the cult favorite, Waiting for Guffman, in this latest entry in New Radio Theater's $5,000 competition.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Kent's Meats and Groceries.
And Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Everywhere around the world. If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning, KCNR 1460. It is 7:13 in the morning. Oh my God, it's the 15th of July. Hello. You know what? I have an onslaught of tickets. And I know before we get our guests in here, I would certainly like to start off this morning by, let's say, in my hand, I've got a family pack. July 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th is Hotorama. That's bringing the past Hot Rod reunion that's happening this weekend, obviously, at the Shasta Fairgrounds. Oh, you've got crews from the city of Anderson. You've got antique cars and tractor parade. You've got, it just goes on and on and on. Sunday's going to be free admission, but these tickets are for Friday and Saturday night. They're $10 tickets. So if you want to take your family Friday or Saturday night, give us a call here, 605-4567. We'd like to give you a family pack. That's 605-4567. That's the Hotorama.
Save yourself $40.
That's cool.
Okay.
Later on, we have Kids Unlimited coming in this morning. That should be fun. That's always been a really highly touted children's choral get-together summer program where it's really helped kids really change their life.
It has. It's a great program. Okay, redistricting. Okay, let's start hitting about things going on in the country here. Redistricting. You know, they were talking about redistricting, or they are going to redistrict California and, quote, make it a little more fair. Okay, now what they've decided to do is that when maps for Northern California, it would move Doug LaMalfa and Assemblyman Jim Nielsen to another area.
Ooh.
That's right. The proposed maps, and it's on the front page of the Record Searchlight. It would be called the Mountain Cap District. And that would include Redding in it, and it would be and it's going to be lumping Shasta and Siskiyou counties with neighboring counties to the east. and they would move LaMalfa and Nielsen, and our assemblyman would then be Dan Logue and Roseville Senator Ted Gaines. They're both Republicans, but we lose, you know, two guys that have done a whole lot for us. Herger will still have the same, we'll still have Herger as a congressman. But this one is, you know, this proposed move is a big one. And to take, to lose people that we have worked for us like this is tremendous. Right now, the district goes up through Montague and Weed and from Roseville. And now the newest one will take it from, the Senate district will take it from Roseville up to Red Bluff. And then from Redding on up to Montague Weed over to Susanville for the Senate district, and for the Assembly, we'll take it from Redding, Susanville, Montague Weed, et cetera. That's a pretty big thing there, but this isn't over yet. There's still some voting going to go on it. Now let's talk about one other thing. The Redding School Librarian, if you remember the librarian that was put on, that was hired back, we talked about, Winnell Stoltz. She's been accused of embezzlement of $13,000 or plus dollars, plus stealing equipment from the school. This came in after an investigation, so she was fired. Her husband, who happened to be the head of the school board there, resigned from that. And then, so it's been investigated. It's going to go to trial here in a couple weeks. Well, due to union rules, she was rehired, and the woman that had the job was put on leave. Well, the new superintendent says, we can't put her on unpaid leave. There's nothing in the rules to do that. So they brought her back and then put her on unpaid leave and then rehired the other woman. So that means that Stoltz is going to collect her $25,000 a year at the same time the other woman, who had the job to begin with, gets her money. I imagine it's close to $25,000 a year. And also Stoltz will be receiving benefits. And as people have pointed out, it's somewhat ridiculous, but as people have pointed out, she's just been accused. She's not been found guilty. Accusations can be made. Yes, the police did an investigation. The DA did an investigation. The grand jury looked at it. Yeah, it all looks like there's something there. However, as we know, and has been proven lately in so many trials, that just because you're accused of something doesn't make you guilty. And she had the right to apply for that job, and according to her union and the rules of the game, that's why she got hired. Putting her on paid leave, that was probably a good move. So Faust, who is the new superintendent over there, probably did a good job. Anyway.
Coming up, I can see coming in through the studio, Don Hess, and we're going to have a bunch of kids from Kids Unlimited. That's going to be great. Tickets to give away there. Some other good news here before we take our break is that, do you realize there's four new restaurants that are opening in Redding in the next 4 weeks? You got the Old School Restaurant, which is Clary's. Shameless, or Old School Restaurant, period. Clary's, Shameless O'Leary, and Mary's Pizza Shack. So, I like the fact that obviously these business owners are defying that the economy is down. It makes me feel really good about that. Also coming up in the next 2 hours, we have two more tickets for the Cascades Theater's San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus show on Saturday evening. And we have some tickets to give away for the new series that's coming out at the River Playhouse, which is Cheaper by the Dozen. So be listening this morning because there's all kinds of giveaways. And right now, I think we got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you're the surviving spouse of a war-era veteran, you may be eligible for a pension from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is sometimes known as the widow's pension. The benefit is designed to provide assistance for a surviving spouse with limited income and significant out-of-pocket, unreimbursed medical expenses. There are many individuals, businesses, and organizations which advertise that they assist with obtaining these kinds of benefits. Please be sure of two things before accepting assistance. Number one, be sure whomever provides your assistance is accredited by the VA. And number two, you should never have to pay for assistance in obtaining your VA benefits. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited and there is never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:23 in the morning, July the 15th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. KCNR 1460 is how we're chatting and we're streaming. Hey, today from 1 to 6 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew will be a fundraiser for the Missing in America project, and they're also raising money to bring that traveling wall on here for the Big Bike Weekend. It's 1 to 6 today at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Just another thing that they do to help this community. So stop by there. You can make donations, but you can also buy a barbecue dinner. What's better than that? So today from 1 to 6 p.m., stop by Tobacco and Brew and help out the Missing in America project, one of the greatest, you know, projects that's going on, one of the greatest efforts by people to honorably inter our veterans who have never been claimed. That's right. All over the country, we have veterans' remains that have not been claimed by anybody, so they just languish in funeral homes or mortuaries. And what do you do? You know, and so what they've done is they find the remains, they make sure that they're honorably buried, and that they are paid the respect that a veteran deserves. That's today from 1 to 6 is that barbecue, and I expect you to be there. Linda and I will be there, at least for part of it. Okay, let's get into a couple other things here. Remember that don't ask, don't tell? Where it says is that President Obama says it's time to change it. The Commandant of the Marine Corps and several other service chiefs said not so fast, but it didn't make any difference because they don't listen to the service chiefs when they disagree with them. They just use them when they find it convenient. Well, then the Ninth Circuit Court goes, hey, let's just, you know, don't ask, don't tell. Let's just implement it right now. Well, the services aren't ready to do it right now, but let's just do it because we really don't care if there's a war going on and we still have people being killed. Let's just do it. Let's just get that agenda right out there. Well, The Obama administration has come up and said, look, just stay this thing until we can work out all the details. Because trust me, there are a lot of details on this. In the last budget they passed for the military, on the defense budget, they had a rider on there that chaplains couldn't be forced, or there'd be no same-sex marriages on bases. And if chaplains couldn't be forced to do that. That was one of the sticking points for it. Could a chaplain be forced to perform a same-sex marriage? And there's other questions about it, my friends. If in New York, where it's legal to have a same-sex marriage, if you're there and you two are married and you come into the military, what are your rights in the military? Now, according to the Obama administration, and this Don't Ask, Don't Tell, is they still don't get housing because it's federally not recognized. And what happens if you go to a state that doesn't recognize these marriages? You know, there's a lot of things to be worked out still that they're trying to do, and to implement it right now is a mistake. But you know, really, they don't care because we've got to do this now. It also appears that Governor Brown has got something in front of him that says illegal immigrants can get college aid. Well, they're saying right now it's out of private donations, but the next one says it can be out of government funds. So here we are, where we cannot get money for a veterans home, and yet we can give money to illegals here to go to college. And not only are we raising the tuition in the colleges by 12% for our residents, we also just gave a $100,000 raise to the University of San Diego president down there, or San Diego State president, $100,000 raise. Well, at the same time, we're bringing up all the tuitions rates. Same time, we shut down the building of a veterans home in Reading. And may I say something about this, my friends? It's the Democrats that control the assembly. It's the Democrats that control the Senate. And you have a Democratic governor. Not only that, he just signed a gay education bill. And I expected to see just a flurry of threads in the record searchlight on this when they announced it. And I was kind of surprised that they didn't get as vehement and as viral and as, you know, as evil as they can get with each other. You know, a lot of the questions, a lot of statements was, why are we doing this? My question is are we going to have to change every book on history in the state to reflect gay, lesbian, transgender, whatever? Because we do, that's a huge expense. Are we just going to be able to put in like here's an abridged version that we can just attach to it for study? And the other thing too is I'm not quite sure, does it say that they want to teach what contributions these people of different lifestyles make? Well, first of all, you shouldn't be teaching that these lifestyles in you shouldn't be teaching in school that lifestyles are aberrant anyway, that this is a dangerous, devious, you know, lifestyle. You don't teach those things. You don't teach the lifestyles. I mean, does this mean that you can't say anything negative? Does this mean you can't say anything negative about anybody because they may be something? What about a gypsy? I mean, gypsies weren't covered. And the other thing, too, is if we're teaching a good question was what about other things? Like, oh, and this person believed in, bestiality or whatever it is. I mean, is that included? I know this is, and the one thing it said that the school districts can figure out at which level you want to start teaching this. But I guess some of them could start teaching it at 5 about this and then let your parents try to explain it. There's a lot of things about that I see going on in California. You know, I see the budget. I see all these other things that are going on that probably could need the time to be fixed. But no, we're pushing hard on these. Anyway, when we come back.
And on that note, we're going to take a break. And coming back, we got Kids Unlimited. And we got all kinds of things we're going to be covering this morning here on KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street getting a boost in early trading from bullish quarterly results out of Google and Citigroup. That's helping stocks shrug off ratings firm Standard & Poor's warning of a possible downgrade to U.S. sovereign debt. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up 22 points. Consumer prices falling in June, the first decline in a year. Prices dropped 0.2% last month. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, the core number rose for a second straight month. And the latest reading on Empire Manufacturing shows the sector weakened for a second straight month in July. The reading of negative 3.76 comes in well below estimates. Economists were expecting a positive reading. And President Obama will hold a news conference at 11 a.m. Eastern to provide an update on the status of the debt talks. He's giving congressional leaders a break from negotiations today. They will be meeting with their members instead and report back to the president by Saturday morning about a possible deal. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
You're out driving with your baby, and her smile is saying maybe.
Drat, a flat. And just like that, both your tire and your girlfriend are deflated. No problem, you got the Slime Smart Spare for emergency tire repair. You get a flat, grab your green slime, and just like that, no more flat.
Now, the Slime Safety Spare for automatic flat tire repair. Check out the Slime Safety Spare at Pep Boys. No time to spare.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Redding.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, KCNR1460. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Okay, this is going to be fun, guys. This is what you do on a Friday when Carl says you roll in. We've got Don Hess. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
And we have a room in the right outside the studio with two or three microphones, a boombox ready to go, and how many kids?
18.
18. Beautiful, beautiful. What are the ages of these young teenagers?
I think 11 to 18.
11 to 18.
These kids that are here right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, really nice looking you guys all look like. Say hello from out there.
Hello!
That is so cool. So here we've got the Kids Unlimited. We all know that that is just a transformational program that happens for the summer. What are we in store for this year?
Oh, we've got an amazing show. It's called Off the Charts. Chart toppers from the last 40 years. Amazing singing and dancing. It's going to be a fabulous show.
Okay, tell us when this season begins and what we are looking for in the calendar for our dates.
Okay, July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, 7 p.m. each night at the Reading Convention Center, and a 2 o'clock matinee on the 23rd.
So you get four opportunities.
Four. Absolutely. Okay. Some people come to all of them.
Yeah. Oh.
So much fun.
Oh, man. Now, is every performance the same, or do you have swings where you have somebody will come in and do?
Nope. They're all the same. These kids have rehearsed for, 5 weeks up to now, and we've got our dress rehearsals coming this week, and they'll all do all of the shows. And they're amazing. They're just, every show, when you go, you'll see something different. Because there's so much to watch.
Well, hats off to you, really, because this is your brainchild, your baby. You're on the cover of W, the women's magazine, and all about, you know, this takes an incredible, it's a force that you are a force that has been able to have the successful run of the transformational time for the kids. And people talk about it years and years and years from now about the year that they were in KU.
I still run into kids as I'm going, well, they're not kids anymore, adults who said, oh, remember me, I was in 1995.
Yeah. Well, Carl and I will definitely be there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, one of the things we've got here that we, with our new equipment that we have is the opportunity to push out our mics so that we can have 18 young voices come in here and hopefully all sing the same song.
Oh, well, we're excited.
It's very beautiful to look out there and see such fresh, smiley faces, 7:30 in the morning. That means they're not channel surfing. They're up doing their thing, and it's really, really exciting. So what are we going to be blessed to hear with today?
We're going to do Africa by Toto.
Oh my God, I love
it. Okay. I think we're ready.
Oh, yeah.
I think we are, too.
Okay, somebody needs to start us off here.
I'll go do that.
Okay.
So right now, Dawn's walking over to the boom box so she can plug it in and turn it on. Here we go.
Right, sure, let's do it.
Kids Unlimited. Are they great or what? Wow.
You know what?
Those shivers run into my body.
You know what? There's 17, 18 kids that are standing right next to each other like matches in a box. And you know how hard that is. That's just to be able to stay. There's some intricate parts in there, right, Don?
Very, very.
So to be able to hear those tones, I was so impressed. We're going to be right back.
Yeah, the chat room likes it, too.
Yeah.
Talking about how good you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, oh. So great. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, let's hear some more information. And we do have a couple tickets to give away. All right. Don Hess and Kids Unlimited. We'll be right back after these messages.
Join us this Sunday and every Sunday at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for Sunday brunch, C.R. Gibbs style. Enjoy an entertainment sensation and tantalize your taste buds with Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cook-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. C.R. Gibbs favorites like oak-fired tri-tip, seafood specials, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp. Each Sunday, the chef will change up special creations just to keep you guessing. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and a great price of $13.95. Such a deal, it's a steal, and it's only found at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are always recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving you this Sunday for brunch, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave,
going
our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing in weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460. Number 29 in.
MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Road Fights present Vision Quest Cage Fights 4. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 16th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. These are sure to be the best cage fights in the North State, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. This event will sell out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 16th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4 at Wind River Casino on July 16th, presented by Rogue Fights. For more information on the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hi, there you are in your comfort zone thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Vaught. 7:45 in the morning. It is July the 15th. We just had a chat room comment. It says, a duel between Kids Unlimited and the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus would be epic.
It would be epic.
I think you'd have them on the run. I'll tell you what, I think you'd have them on the run there because you guys are great.
Thank you.
Now before we get into this last song here, or another song, it won't be the last song they'll be singing forever, is I want to remind everybody today from 1 to 6 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, we're going to have a barbecue there. They're having a barbecue there to raise funds for the Missing in America Project and the Traveling Wall. The Traveling Wall recognition for our veterans that's going to be here during Big Bike Weekend. So head on down there between 1 and 6 p.m. today. Get yourself a barbecue. Give some money for this. This is a great, great cause. Linda and I are going to be there part of the time. We urge all of our friends and our listeners to come on down there and give what you can and have a barbecue sandwich or whatever they're having down there. It's all for a great cause. Now, we have Kids Unlimited.
And with us again is Don Hess, who is the... Well, you're the executive director. You're the... What is the official title?
I'm the founder and director.
The founder, the baby, the mother, the creator of... and this year is really quite different than any other year in that would you say that the music has really taken on a more contemporary tone?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're doing a lot more, I think, current songs than we've done in the past. But we also have music that's going to please my generation. And I think that there's something for everyone, from the Beatles to the Black Eyed Peas to... what you just heard with Toto.
Well, anything that you have put on with the Kids Unlimited shows have always been, everybody always leaves and they just, it's one of those things where you can't believe it till you see it.
Exactly. And that's what we've been saying for 24 years. If you haven't seen a show, you really don't know what it's about. It's so inspiring, even to me as I watch it after seeing it all summer. It inspires me to see how these kids put their heart and soul into this, and it's so amazing.
And years from now, they'll when they go off to college or they'll see somewhere on the street of Oregon, let's say, and said, hey, remember with that summer when we did? And there's a real kinship that happens after you do some kind of theater.
A lot of these kids have been in for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. In fact, Brooke's been in for, Trisha, 10 years?
Yeah. 10 years. Well, in case you're just tuning in, we're talking to Don Hess, and there's 17 kids from Kids Unlimited in the other room. We have the microphones out there, and would you please do another song for us?
We'd love to do another song.
The chat room is requesting more, 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 and of course, we always have a very active chat room here, so we're asking, please do another song for us this morning.
Then we'll do Haven't Met You Yet.
Not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times. I stopped keeping track.
Talk myself in. I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down.
I tried so very hard not to lose.
I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility.
Promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. And I know someday that it will all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. That is the fool's fare. Love me to love, love and war. I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right and we'll be united. I know that we can be so amazing.
And being in your life is gonna change me.
And now I can see every single possibility. I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get, than I get. And I know someday that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get. Yeah, I just haven't met you yet.
Okay, Kids Unlimited. Now we have
Kids Unlimited, you guys. Let's hear it back in there. Yay! Give yourselves a hand. That's just awesome and done.
Have we given these away yet?
No, we just pulled them out today. I wanted to wait till the kids sang. Kids.
Okay.
Contemporaries.
We have four
our
tickets.
Artists. We have
four,
our vocalists.
We have four tickets and a break we have to take. We have four tickets for Kids Unlimited.
That's right. Give us a call, 605-4567. Dawn, closing thoughts.
I just would love for the community to see how this program changes these kids' lives.
Well, all right. Tell you what, if they are as good a kid as they sing...
We have
the future right here in our
studio. Future of America.
That's right.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, and we'll be announcing our winner here on KCNR 1460.
Join the adventure at Grace Baptist Church on Churn Creek for their Vacation Bible School. Rev it up, full throttle for God. Encouraging Bible stories, inspiring crafts, innovative games, puppets, skits, prizes, and snacks. Mark your calendar and bring your children, grandchildren, or friends to Grace Baptist each day, July 18th through July 22nd, from 9 a.m. to noon. Ages 3 through 6th grade, this could be their most exciting vacation all summer. Call Grace Baptist for more information, 222-2128, or register at www.graceredding.com.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Incredible summer incentives now going on at Reading's premier independent retirement living community, Shasta Estates. Don't settle for anything less than the best. These incredible incentives end this month. As you consider senior living options, consider the safety and security of live-in managers available 24/7, housekeeping, a robust social calendar filled with fun activities, three delicious meals prepared daily by a certified chef, and so much more. All these amenities and all utilities except phone are covered in the monthly rent with no buy-in fees. And Shasta Estates is currently offering a limited number of beautiful one-bedroom apartments at studio rates, as well as a five-year rent freeze. These summer incentives will never be repeated, so visit Shasta Estates today at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard for a tour and complimentary meal, or call 243-3014 for more information. Visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is the fun, active, and worry-free lifestyle you imagine for your golden years, and is available today with huge money-saving incentives through July only at Shasta Estates.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl Linda Bott, 7:56 in the morning, July the 15th. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com.
We just had to ask them to do a second number. That's all.
They're great.
You know what?
They're absolutely great.
You're
we're
here.
Be there,
please
right?
do, too.
Okay, we got some other things that happened, too. You know, California would give all of its electoral votes to the presidential candidate receiving the most popular votes nationwide under legislation sent Thursday to Brown. Now, it's the what this says is it would commit California to a compact in which participating states would abide by the national popular vote. A candidate could be rejected by Californians at the ballot box, yet it win all the state's 55 electoral votes. Well, why is that? What happens if a Republican wins big in the popular vote and everybody in California votes against him? Now, the Electoral College is the one that elects the president. We don't do it by a popular vote. There's a reason for that. We're a republic. There's a reason for that. So what we're saying is that then we're going to give all of our electoral votes. And he said the compact would not become effective until its member states control a majority of Electoral College's 538 votes. So far, 8 states in the District of Columbia have given thumbs up, totaling 74 electoral votes, which essentially is what you're doing, is you're doing away with the idea of a state, electoral college, electing the president. We elect electoral college. I think everybody knows that. Probably not, but they should. So now California is just going to give up all those votes. You think they had anything to do with Gore and Bush in that election? Oh, you think? Again, Democrats trying to change how we do business. And let me see what else here. Oh, okay. We already talked about the undocumented immigrants that are getting money. You know, those are otherwise known as illegal aliens. Okay. A second DREAM Act measure, Assembly Bill 130, has yet to come up for a full floor vote. It would make undocumented immigrant students, in other words, illegal aliens, eligible for publicly funded financial aid. Isn't that great? We're shutting down. We can't even get we're moving back the veterans home for this. We're giving this guy down in San Diego a $100,000 raise as a college president. That only means that he makes $400,000 a year. Hard to live on. Hard to live on. I understand that. But maybe he could squeak by and maybe take one less Starbucks. Go to Dutch Brothers. It's better coffee and it's cheaper for you. Now, let's talk about, as we're getting crazy in here, about this, the Gay Education Act. I think the part that bothers people the most is, up until this one, you didn't bring in lifestyle choices. You didn't bring in, I don't know if that's the right thing to say, you didn't bring in a person's sexuality into the schoolroom. If you said that Dwight D. Eisenhower led the forces, he was the Allied commander of all the forces that fought in World War II to defeat the Nazis, and he was heterosexual. And it's, he should be applauded for that. Or if you said, Jimmy Carter, president of the United States, who ran this country down to the ground, was a heterosexual. I mean, is that what this is about? Is that what this is about? Is to bring in to bring sex into the classrooms? It appears to be. It's not about bullying. It's about control. Again, my friends, it's about control. Carl Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. The debt debate is the topic. President Obama speaking right now to reporters at the White House.
we also solve the problem of underlying debt and deficits. I'm glad that congressional leaders don't want to default, but I think the American people expect more than that. They expect that we actually try to solve this problem. We get our fiscal house in order. And so during the course of these discussions with congressional leaders, what I've tried to emphasize is we have a unique opportunity to do something big. We have a chance to stabilize America's finances for a decade, or 15 years, or 20 years, if we're willing to seize the moment. Now, what that would require would be some shared sacrifice and a balanced approach that says we're going to make significant cuts in domestic spending. And I have already said I am willing to take down domestic spending to the lowest percentage of our overall economy since Dwight Eisenhower. It also requires cuts in defense spending. And I've said that in addition to the $400 billion that we've already cut from defense spending, we're willing to look for hundreds of billions more.
The president is speaking right now at the White House. House Republican leaders also make their case to reporters. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
House Speaker John Boehner won't dismiss striking a deal with the White House, but
they've been unwilling to put a real plan on the table.
Boehner plans to set a vote next week on a debt limit increase as part of so-called cut cap and balance legislation.
We have a debt crisis, not because the debt ceiling is too low, but because the debt is too high.
Republican leader Eric Cantor says the proposal also forces a vote on a balanced budget amendment. Approval of that would take a supermajority in Congress, Ron.
And Jared, right now the Dow is down 5 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
By now, you've heard about Votocracy on the radio, in the newspaper, and online. So why aren't you part of it yet? With Votocracy, you can run your own presidential campaign, support someone else's, take part in daily polls, and watch as a political phenomenon unfolds. Thousands of people are coming to Votocracy.com every day, making it the fastest-growing political social network in the country. See for yourself and get involved today at Votocracy.com. That's VOTOCRACY.com.
Wake up calls on board the space shuttle, and they'll get a call of a different kind today. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown is live in Florida.
Ron, the crew was awakened by alarms that a computer failed. They've since reinstalled the software. Now it works. And then the regular wake up call came from Sir Paul McCartney. Now they're expecting a call this afternoon from President Obama. Meanwhile, the crew is reflecting on the end of the shuttle flights.
We're incredibly overjoyed to just have had the space shuttle for 30 years and to know that, we had this ability to go to low Earth orbit. And we're so much more comfortable here than we were just a short time ago.
Well, that's Atlantis Commander Chris Ferguson. Atlantis is expected to return to Earth next Thursday, Ron.
Eben, the U.S., one of more than 30 countries, formally recognizing the rebellion against Muammar Gaddafi as the legitimate government in Libya.
The United States views the Gaddafi regime as no longer having legitimate authority in Libya.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who met with allied diplomats today in Turkey. Investigators at Logan Airport in Boston still sorting out last night's ground collision.
Taxiing to take off, the plane clipped our plane.
She was on a smaller ASA plane. The other was a Delta 767. One person complained of neck pain, but that was as close as anyone came to getting hurt. Everyone got on their way on different planes later on last night. Inmates are usually issued clothes of a common color when they go to jail, but at one lockup in Florida, those clothes might not include underwear.
This is not a Hilton. It's not a welfare program.
Grady Judd is sheriff of Polk County. He has proposed eliminating men's underwear for inmates as a way to save money. Jailed women would still be given a limited amount of underwear. More than 6,000 theaters sold out overnight for the first showings of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. It's the last showing of a Harry Potter film, the eighth and final installation in the series. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05, July the 15th, and it is Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. 605-4567 is our phone number, and KCNR1460.com is where we chat and that we stream. Now, there's a bunch of comments, you know, about teaching the the new education bill, the gay, lesbian, transgender types is in the chat room. Give us a call, and we'll talk about it on the air, too. But the first thing we want to do is see what kind of beautiful day this is going on.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 87, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 61. Tomorrow we're going to have temperatures of around 85. It's currently 69 degrees here at KCNR, 8:06 in the morning. And let's go to the phones. Amy, good morning. A tip of the week.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, married woman.
Yes, tell us what is our tip of the week here for all of our listeners on KCNR.
Tip of the week. Stop making excuses.
You mean
that's a
pretty personal. It's getting personal there, Amy.
Stop making excuses. We missed this week.
The dancing's over, Amy. You no longer have to make me go through those routines that made so much agony to me. No.
Don't let work get in front of everything else.
Without Amy's help, we couldn't have survived that Dance with the Stars.
Okay, quit making excuses. How do you do that?
Well, you gotta realize when you're saying the reasons why you can't do things. The main thing I see excuses really big time in is actually the nutrition side of things. So it's really, really important that you guys realize that when I say you need to have breakfast within an hour of waking up, that you have that breakfast within an hour of waking up. There's really no reason not to. If you don't plan ahead, you're going to plan to fail. So it's really important that, hey, if you know you have to be out that door early in the morning, you have some shakes ready to go, or you have a bar ready to go, or you have fruit already ready to go, or peanut butter already on that bread in a little package, already ready to go when you walk out that door. Same thing with there's no reason why people can't pack a nice little cooler full of all the healthy food they need for the day to avoid the break room snacks and to avoid having to run out and get some quick fast food.
It's really interesting, Amy, and I'll throw this in there, because when you start really getting very serious about your workouts, and very serious about what you put in your mouth, chances are you travel with your own food. And that's just the way it is. Because I will say that we'll start on a program, we'll get busy, and unless we have it with us, it'll be an hour, two, three into eating. And what do we say? We'll grab a peanut, we'll grab a something, and then we're off of our routine. And then blood sugar starts to take effect.
Exactly.
And then, so you're right. You have to travel and think in advance, pack that little cooler. I mean, some people may think that's so extreme, but it's not. It's just about maintaining keeping your engine going.
Well, life's about choices. And that comes with your nutrition, too. Eating, people get mad because they're like, well, it's no longer fun if you do it that way. It's not about fun. You need to feel your body first. And then there's always time to have food being a social part of your life. But the social part isn't every single day. The most important part is that you're feeling the body with the right nutrients at the right amount of frequency. And when you're ready to make those changes, when you're ready to say, that's it, this is it, I don't want to be like this anymore, that food's always there for you, but you have to make the choice to choose, say when you go out to eat, you have to make the choice to choose the broccoli over, say, the fries, or to choose water over, say, the soda. So a lot of it comes down to choices. And the frustrating part, I think, for me as a trainer is unless people are really ready to change, I can only do so much. I can only motivate you to such a level. I can only push you so far. Unless you're ready to make that change, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, okay. Well, great, Amy. We get these the tidbit of just information to take with us, and it's so true. And we always appreciate you calling in. Amy is a nutritionist, a counselor, and a wonderful trainer out of Adamson's Peak Performance. And we'll see you next week.
You know it, yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling in on KCNR.
You betcha.
Thanks,
okay,
Amy.
Bye-bye.
Got to take a break here coming in. We have another call, but we're going to take a break before we go there. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Redding.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights present Vision Quest Cage Fights 4. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 16th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. These are sure to be the best cage fights in the North State, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Redding. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. This event will sell out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 16th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4 at Wind River Casino on July 16th, presented by Rogue Fights. For more information on the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, we beat our drum all day here. It's on Friday. It's drum beating time. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:13 in the morning on July the 15th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care and Dr. Joseph Leia, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He is our optometrist of choice. Been in the business for over 20 years, on-site lab. No insurance, no problem. Just call the doctor at 223-2325. I don't want that to sound flip. He wants to work with people. He and his staff is really good. We have nothing but great things to say about Dr. Joseph Leia. You've got one set of eyes. Take care of them. Go see Dr. Joseph Leia at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. All right. Let's go to the phones. Marty, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Carl?
We're doing fine. What's on your mind?
Well, I just seem to notice that everybody in the news business seems to be just kind of blown by the fact that Jerry Brown has introduced into the school system that every child has to be taught about the history of homosexuality.
Really?
What is that all about?
Well, what the initial bill, which was first vetoed by Schwarzenegger, was to, in this case, they said it was to prevent bullying, is to say that, you know, people in life, whatever, you know, if they were, whatever they were doing, that it should spotlight the fact that they were, may have been homosexuals, they may have been lesbians, they may have been transgender types, and they, yet they still contributed to society, which I believe everybody believes that. The question is putting it in schools and making it a specific point, and at what level are you teaching it, and in what way? They have not put in before that you're, when you teach things about, let's just say, the President of the United States, Bill Clinton, they don't put down that, you know, they don't point out that he's a heterosexual white male. And so I guess I'm just not clear on why they're doing this, and two, the cost this is going to be to replace all the history books. Not that I believe that a history book or a sociology book would have anything in there that would say that, you know, that would single out any group of people to say they were bad.
According to what I'm reading here, it says Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation Thursday making California the first state to require that school textbooks and history lessons include the contributions, so that's a big word, the contributions of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender Americans.
Well, that's my problem right there.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't see, and you're right, Indy, is why are we having to point out that as opposed to pointing out just the fact that people have done things that are great? Are we going to point out things that aren't great?
Are we now going to start stating that this was a heterosexual?
Well, I'm not sure. See, that was my question: is if we're going to point out one part of society, why don't we point out the rest of society? I mean, do we say that
the whole idea
recognition
is to
of
push
standards?
The whole idea is to push an agenda.
Well, yeah, it's a control thing,
and that's the problem. That's the problem that I have with it.
Can
we now start stating every time that something is in a history book that it is a heterosexual?
Well, that's what we said. You know, the thing about it is, and it goes back, and I was talking to somebody the other day, and he says, you know, California has voted for these, for our representatives. Our representatives think this is a great idea, and we elected Brown easily. So our elected representatives think we should do this, and they are being, and that's why this has happened, because the majority of the people in California believe this.
Yeah.
So that kind of puts us, you know, if you're saying is that, you know, I don't know if we should be teaching this in the schools and at what level. At least they've said it doesn't start in the first grade. They can say it starts, you know, where the school system wants it to start. But there's a lot of questions about this. I mean, a lot of questions about this, and thanks for bringing it up, Mindy.
Okay.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right. You bet. Well, you know, there are a lot of questions and a lot of comments on it. You know, is that at what point do you start introducing this into the curriculum, and at what level? And the other thing is, can you say anything? What if you've got, like, you know, John Gacy, who is a serial killer, you know, that, and is homosexual? Do you say that? I mean, do you also point out things that people have done that are incorrect, as according to their sexual orientation? No, I don't think I don't think you can do that. You can't say anything wrong, but you can just say things good. And I'm going across the whole spectrum here, my friends, the whole spectrum, not just some of them, the whole spectrum. And just the idea of having to do this, you know, looking at the threads in the record searchlight is kind of like, there's some people are saying, well, you know what, maybe we're just getting too far into this. I mean, we've got so many things going with this state and the economy and you know, how they're treating the veterans and all this stuff, and yet we're taking time. We're going to be spending so much money on this one thing. Anyway. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll come back. As you've probably noticed, our guest did not show up yet. So we're just going to punt. And so, you know, tell us here in the chat room what you want to talk about, and we'll run into that. This is Carl and the Bot. 8:20 in the morning, July the 15th. It's a Friday, my friends. Join us after these messages.
Hey,
Join us this Sunday and every Sunday at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for Sunday brunch, C.R. Gibbs style. Enjoy an entertainment sensation and tantalize your taste buds with Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cook-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. C.R. Gibbs favorites like oak-fired tri-tip, seafood specials, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp. Each Sunday, the chef will change up special creations just to keep you guessing. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and a great price of $13.95. Such a deal, it's a steal, and it's only found at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are always recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving you this Sunday for brunch, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
One, two, three, here we go.
Linda Lott, on the spot. Linda Lott, on the spot. Hey, yeah, yeah. Linda Lott, on the spot. Linda Lott, on the spot.
Hi, this is Linda Lott. Join me this Saturday, July 16th at 1 p.m. in front of Macy's at the Mount Shasta Mall. We'll have Devon's Jewelers, a fabulous makeover from Macy's, and let's learn about what is hot for summer cocktails. That's 1 o'clock this Saturday, July 16th. It's On the Spot with Linda Bott at the Mount Shasta Mall. I'll see you there.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. 8:23 in the morning, July the 15th. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. You know, I think, not only in our chat room, we've been looking at a number of other comments on this. And, I think this one, this thing that Governor Brown just signed is causing a great deal of consternation in our schoolrooms and education. It's one of the comments was, I don't impose myself, in the comments here, my heterosexual agenda on, in the classroom, in the school. I don't understand why it has to be, and others are saying is that, we want the whole truth. Well, then if you're going to talk the whole truth, what does that mean? Does the question of AIDS come up? And if it does, how do you explain that? And what about people that have been, that I just see this as something else that's divisive and something else that, how is it going to happen? Another, when we talk about this, how is it implemented? It's another one of these bills like CAL FIRE. The CAL FIRE thing was, if you're in a CAL FIRE district, we're going to charge you another $150 a building. Well, how many buildings? What's a building? It's what CAL FIRE says is a building. Mm-hmm. It could be an outhouse. That's a building. That's another $150. It could be a shed out there. That's another $150. Here's another tax on your property. You're already paying property taxes. And now this is coming up. You know, Babop, see, the whole thing is when these legislators write these bills in the middle of the night and they don't even let people see them. This is bureaucratic thuggery. Thuggery. They're thugs. And when they do this, they have no concept of what it means because they can't see beyond the end of their own noses, their own self-effacing noses.
Well, I live in an RV park, and there are lots of spaces. Sometimes they're occupied, sometimes they're not. There's a few full-timers like myself and my wife. So are they going to charge for every empty spot? Are they going, which would be a horrendous bill for on the part of the owner, because they're not getting income from those spaces because they're sitting empty. But during certain weekends of the year, there might be a unit in each place. So how's that going to be billed out? Are they going to run these places out of business?
Of course they will, because they don't care. Here's what they'll do. You know, have you ever heard of killing the golden goose? All right, remember the golden goose laid golden eggs, right? Well, hey, look, I'm not getting those fast enough. I think I'll just kill that goose and take them all out of them. Well, anybody knows anything about chickens or gooses knows they do one a day. They aren't 1,000 of them in there. And this is what our government's doing to us. They're killing off initiative. They're killing off the they're killing
That's
off
how excited
our
I am.
Bad Bob's killing things off on the desk here. They're killing off initiative. They're killing off the businesses. And now they're getting into the classrooms. Now, we're already in enough problems in the classrooms. Let's introduce something else in there. You know, look at the kids can't read. You got, the dropout rate. And I'm not speaking specifically of Shasta County, my friends. I'm talking about California, where you have a huge dropout rate. You've got, our scores are declining in the schools. We're shutting down entire programs because it's not that we don't make enough money. Hell, we've got the 8th largest economy in the world. Used to be the 6th. We spend money like drunken fools. And who is it? I'll tell you who it is. And you know what? I can say it because they're in charge. It's the Democrats. It's the Democrats. It's the Democrats. You've got a Democratic Assembly, you've got a Democratic Senate, and you've got a Democratic Governor. You've got every elected office in this state is Democrat. When are people going to wake up? When? Republicans can't even get a bill out of committee. Unless it's something like, let's pet a sea otter. Then they're, oh yeah, let's all hop onto that one. You know, my friends.
You got that vein thing going
on
your forehead.
You know what? Here's the thing is, I see them. This is a great state. This is a wonderful state, and we're making ourselves a laughingstock. What can we do? We grow medicinal marijuana. We grow marijuana. We grow marijuana, and people use it. And now, finally, the government's woken up and said, you know what? Maybe this isn't a good idea after all, California. Then what happens?
I'm waiting for the first major wildfire lit off by somebody tossing a roach out the window.
No, you've probably already seen it, just didn't know it. You know, you look at things they've done, these bills they pass that come out of committee. You look at things like they fight so hard to have a veterans home. And as soon as, then there's money taken away from that. There's money taken away from the veterans programs, the welcome home programs. You know, tell me this state, this government, and it starts with Brown, doesn't have something going, with the fact, let's just support people that shouldn't be here. And those 30,000 veterans a month that come back to California, And not only that, the Veterans Administration, the Federal Veterans Administration, a commander-in-chief, President Obama, maybe you haven't noticed it, but your Veterans Administration is in deep trouble. I'm talking deep trouble. If you look at, go to Redding.com, look at my blog, Time Under the Helmet, you're going to see just where we are with that. The backlog of cases in the Veterans Administration, the backlog down in Oakland. If you don't agree with what the government says, say you go in, you see a doctor says something, and the government comes back and says, this. You have a right, a notice of disagreement. Well, it goes down to Oakland if you're out here in California. Guess what? They're doing them from 2009. The backlog nationwide goes up 2,000 every week. So what's being done about this? You know, we can send people off to combat, President Obama. It didn't start with you, but, now you're the commander-in-chief. You just keep sending them off to combat, but you're not taking care of them when they come home. Why is this? What has Senator Boxer, what has Senator Feinstein, what has Congressman Hurd, what have they done to do to take care of this. At least Herger's leaned into Shaninsky and said, hey, this is unacceptable. What are you doing to fix it? Well, this is what they did to fix it in Oakland. They took 28 of them and sent them off to school. 28 of them. So that means they're just going to get further and further and further behind. All right. I'm going to take a break, come back, and talk about a couple other things.
We got some tickets to give away, too, for some local events. We're going to be covering some things that are happening here locally. And we'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. The president warns that we're running out of time to reach an agreement on raising the debt ceiling. In his press conference still going on, pushing for a big deal that would raise the nation's borrowing limit as well as cut spending and raise revenues.
We have a chance to stabilize America's finances for a decade, or 15 years, or 20 years, if we're willing to seize the moment. Now, what that would require would be some shared sacrifice.
Republicans accusing the White House of not having a serious deficit plan on the table.
We asked the president to lead. We asked him to put forward a plan, not a speech, a real plan. And he hasn't. We will.
House Speaker John Boehner announcing the House will vote on the so-called cut, cap, and balance plan next week that would raise the debt limit. This is a Fox News alert.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Small group personal training. I'm reading it right here. Boring machines are out and toys are in.
Absolutely. This is a 30-minute intense workout for people of all ages, all fitness levels. It's fun and it's over in 30 minutes.
Come to the sessions you want. No scheduling is necessary?
No scheduling. We offer personal training sessions through the day. You choose the one that you want to come to, as many as you want, for one easy monthly fee.
And the monthly fee is?
$99 a month. Gets you a membership and unlimited training.
Can you just imagine? That is like the best thing going.
It's our best value.
$99 a month. You get to have unlimited small group training with a group of people.
It's fun. It's challenging. You'll get stronger. You'll lose body fat. You'll increase your core strength. Your cardiovascular system gets an immense workout.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Friday, July 15th. It's 8:35 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're chatting, and we're you can look at us and listen to us. You can't look at us, not yet, but you will be soon. Yeah, and that's scary. You can see us when you listen to us. Oh, hang on for a second. We had the wrong. I was wondering why it sounded funny. Linda and I had exchanged earphones at some point when we were kissing.
Headphones,
or whatever it is. Hey, this portion of the show was brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. DC Tim and a man in black give great haircuts, great prices, and they give discounts to veterans. It's like stepping back into time to the old-time barbershop where you have great communication, great conversation, and great haircuts at great prices. What else can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop.
All right. Our scheduled guest has been detained, and so it
asks,
when we go back into it, it is an open line. Please give us a call and tell us what's on your mind. Or, let's open up some conversations in the chat room. Go ahead, Bob. You got your hand up.
May I give a salute to the folks who keep our roads in repair? I mean, talk about a job that Mike Rowe should be out there with his camera for dirty jobs. Just the few seconds I had to drive through there, the dust and that oil stuff.
Oh, that's why you were detained.
To stand there and breathe that all day in July in Redding.
Where was that?
Riverland Drive. It is being repaved. And so it's if you happen to go that way, it's along I-5 there south of Knighton. It's a little bit tough go today. But a big salute to the people who do that road work. And roofers, too. This is their busy time of year, but that is some tough work.
Yeah, absolutely. And air conditioning, think about that, having to crawl under and over. And we appreciate all those people, especially those who show up on the job and they have the most of integrity. You know, we've got about 20 minutes left. We do know that there's a caller on the line. I have to say to you, I've got a handful of tickets here, and I want to make sure that you, our listeners, get the tickets if you want them here. I've got two tickets that are Center Orchestra for tomorrow night's San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. 120 vocalists, and it's supposed to be a phenomenal show with tribute to Patsy Cline and country music, and it's not just a choir on stage. It's a lot of just a lot of showmanship, and also there will be they're going to be collecting cans for the HIV food bank. So if you want to go to the show tomorrow night, we have the last two tickets right now, 605-4567. You can come pick those up today. And also, I want to make sure, because, you know, here it is Friday. I've got tickets for the Hotorama, July 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. These are $10 tickets for Friday or Saturday night. I had a family pack here. You want to take your family and go have a good time and for free, just drive down to Shasta County Fairgrounds. And
it's Friday or Saturday.
See some hot rods and some really great things that are going on, some booze and all that good stuff that's going to be all around hot rods and antique cars and all that really good stuff. There's going to be a tribute ride as well. Let's go to the phones. Coach, you're on line one.
Good morning, everybody. By the way, I got a feeling Bad Bob must have had that operation down at Stanford, because his voice was completely different when he answered the phone just then.
Hey, our front office gal, and she takes a lot of load off this job.
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay. Hey, just a fair warning. I'm going to be at T&B today to help support the vets. I don't know if I'll eat because where they're feeding us, where I'm going to play music right now, but... What I wanted to actually call about is a little coaching reference from back when I was coaching women's adult women's softball, and girls were popping up and grounding out, riding the pine in the dugout and muttering to themselves, "I don't know what I'm doing wrong." My typical answer was, "Well, as long as you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. You got to change," and that's what we have to do with these yahoos we continually, over and over, put in office in Sacramento and in Washington, D.C. We keep getting what we're getting, and it never changes, and it will not change until we dig our heads out and realize we're swinging at lousy pitches.
You know,
that's all I have to say.
You know, Coach, you're absolutely right. You know, we get what we vote for. Let's face it.
You
know,
bet we do.
We get what we vote for. And unfortunately, we may not agree with it, but We are so totally. If you disagree with what's being done in the California Assembly, in the Senate, and the governor, then we have thunder in the background. Anyway, if you disagree with it, the only way you change it is to change the people in there. Obviously, the people in California like what's happening. And if you don't like it, really, there's not too much you can do. Except
and unfortunately, they have short memories, too, because when it comes to November, they will forget about silliness like some of the things they want to shove down our kids' throats in school. And they will still vote for the same incumbents and the same trash that we have been voting for over and over and over. And again, we're swinging at lousy pitches, and we're going to be sitting in the dugout as usual.
You're
Thank
right.
you, folks. I'll see you later.
Great analogy, Bob.
You bet, Coach Bob. And we'll see you down there today at Tobacco and Brew.
So the chat room is going on about checkpoints.
Yeah, checkpoints. Checkpoints, is it legal to have a checkpoint out? I think they say so by the law. And what they're talking about is, you know, they'll put a checkpoint out and check for sobriety, and then at the same time when they, hey, can we see your license? Can we see your registration? They find people on suspended licenses. They find, you know, that then at that point
can
they...
Can I see your papers?
Yeah.
Well,
no, they don't ask to see your papers. Hey, are you here legally? That kind of thing. They don't do that. They do it in Alabama now, but I don't think they can do it here if you can ask if you're here legally or not. Oh, can't do that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more things in the chat room. We've got a couple other things we're going to be talking about. It looks like we're getting close to voting on this debt ceiling. What's that mean? Carl and Linda Bott, 8:41 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, Linda. Let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Coachmaster, Loyal Pet Food, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, The Belligerent Duck, and Vaughn Sporting Goods. Tune us in for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news at KCNR 1460 AM. Or listen to the show at myoutdoorbuddy.com.
So, Ray, when's Second Tuesday Club next month?
It's the second Tuesday.
Oh, my bad. I meant where?
August 9th at the Nello's Place on Bocelli Lane.
Nello's Place. I love their salad with fresh grated blue cheese, great Italian food, and their salmon is wonderful.
Hey, won't you please join us at Nello's Place on Tuesday, August 9th for great food, good company, as Nello's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Yeah, it's all about the animals.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, thanks so much for what you're saying there in the chat room, everybody. You know what? We love doing this show. We love this community, and we love you guys. It's 8:44 in the morning.
You know what? We just kind of, I think we let a lot, just we just let it all hang out sometimes.
Well, we do.
You know? What the heck?
Speaking of that, I really like that dress you're wearing.
8:45 in the morning.
Does that stress you, Bob?
No.
You hook me up to the EKG.
Please. Mostly sunny, thank you. Today with 87. Fabulous weather out right now. Partly cloudy tonight with low 61. I'm going to give you the number because if you haven't made reservations, tomorrow night, it's a great time. I can't believe it's July. We're going to be out at Ensemble Vineyards tomorrow night. We're going to be doing live jazz. I'm thrilled to be able to pull out some of my favorite standards. I can't even tell you what they are off the top of my head right now. I kind of sit down and go, oh, I feel like this and I feel like that, and I put together my book. I've got these great players, Johnny Gonzalez, Bruce Kalin, Dan Kinkle, and we've played together forever, and they're just old season pros that are just, and when I say old season pros, is that they have been playing for years and years and years, so I can throw a song out to them and any kind of tempo. It's a real feel thing, and it's going to be, we're going to be out on the deck for the first time. So this is a 2,500 acre ranch, so there's fabulous views of the pastures and the sunset, and so we'll be out there tomorrow night. 474-5546, that is the phone number out there to make reservations. So the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Again, I'm going to say it one more time, you guys.
We have tickets.
We do have tickets. And I know that there was some confusion with, I've got two sets, but I'm going to give you, please, another chance to give us a call here, 605-4567 for Saturday night, San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus performance at the Cascade Theater. These are center orchestra seats. And I think they're probably about a $40 value here. And last year they were sold out. And they had a wonderful show that people talked about for years.
605-4567. Give us a call and you get free tickets. Center Orchestra for the Gay Men's Chorus, San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus.
Yeah.
That's opposed to the Chico Crossdresser.
Can I tell you
quartet.
Something? What I was told yesterday, not everybody in that chorus is gay.
I know.
Which has just blew my mind. He said, no, we're not discriminatory.
We have one that's not. We have the token hetero.
Well,
no, it's not what he said. No, anyway, you know what? But it is good. You know what? It's a great show. It's a great show. Okay, what else is going on? Oh, let's talk about these restaurants that are opening up. Four restaurants are going to be opening up downtown Reading in the next month. Old School Restaurant, Cleary's, Shameless O'Leary's, and Mary's Pizza Shack. Now, Mary's is coming in out of Anderson. And they're down on the corner of, they're down there on the corner where
it's actually
Mavericks.
A very large chain, yeah. Mary's Pizza Shack.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, there's several of them up in throughout the center of the state. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. Yeah. No. Of course, Old School Restaurant is being started up by Chef Cal DiMercurio, who owns the Old School with his wife. They're looking to have affordability and value, he says. That's Chef Cal. And then, of course, Cleary's. Robbie Cleary used to have the Sausage Factory. Naming this is kind of starting this one with kind of like in memory of her grandfather, the bar and lounge will honor her grandfather, Doc Cleary, who owned Doc's Hilltop Sky Room.
Smoking martinis. In fact, we met the gal the other night at a function who is going to be the bartendress there, and she used to be up at Rivers. And so that's a big thing they're going to bring there, smoking martinis and Cosmos and a lot of the old, cool, sexy cocktail
stuff.
Back
in the day, Doc's was the place. Anybody was up at the Sky Room. That was the place in Reading.
Well, you know, we're gonna try and have them all on just so they can talk about these new places. Because I tell you what, you know, opening up a restaurant isn't easy. And you got four of them opening up in a month. Now, look at Shameless O'Leary's. It's going to be an Irish pub. It's going to be in between Spoon Me, that new frozen yogurt place, and Johnny's.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that right there starts because just the overflow from either one of those, they walk in there and they're going to have a 35-foot long bar, offer 100 brands of whiskey, and up to a dozen Irish brews. I think these guys are the ones that have Capone's too, don't they?
Uh-huh.
No, they're ones, you know, so that's, you know, they're Shameless O'Leary's. You know, we need a sign that says that in here. Shameless. That's because that's what we do. We're shameless at times.
You know?
Yeah, we'll just change the time from to a Friday night from 7 to midnight. It's a little remote we're having here. You know, we're just at 9 o'clock at night. You know, I'm face down on the bar after trying 35 different beers. Yeah. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to finish up with, you know, what's going on, some of the things going on this weekend, and the fact of, you know, what we're looking at next week. And, of course, a reminder about going down to Tobacco and Brew, the finest place in town, for that fundraiser for the Missing in America Project and the Traveling Wall of Recognition that's coming here. It's between 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. today. We're going to be there for part of it. We hope that all of you all go down and just stop by, grab something to eat, just drop off a donation. It's a great cause. This is Free Fire Radio.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Incredible summer incentives now going on at Redding's premier independent retirement living community, Shasta Estates. Don't settle for anything less than the best. These incredible incentives end this month. As you consider senior living options, consider the safety and security of live-in managers available 24/7, housekeeping, a robust social calendar filled with fun activities, three delicious meals prepared daily by a certified chef, and so much more. All these amenities and all utilities except phone are covered in the monthly rent with no buy-in fees. And Shasta Estates is currently offering a limited number of beautiful one-bedroom apartments at studio rates, as well as a five-year rent freeze. These summer incentives will never be repeated, so visit Shasta Estates today at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard for a tour and complimentary meal, or call 243-3014 for more information. Visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is the fun, active, and worry-free lifestyle you imagine for your golden years, and is available today with huge money-saving incentives through July only at Shasta Estates.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back. We don't back down. You all don't back down. Let them know how you feel. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. 8:54 in the morning, July the 15th. It's Friday. It's time to start doing things this weekend, and we will. It looks like the debt ceiling is going to be voted on next week. You know what? This is such a mess. You know, the big thing is what is, why can't we cut our spending? Why can't we cut our spending? You know, we make so, you know, it's like California. The money's there. Why can't we just put aside these differences and say, what's right for the country? What's right for the state? Are we that far apart that we can't find a way to say, hey, let's cut $4 trillion? Yeah, I know a trillion doesn't go as far as it used to, but still. You know, that you know, it's like, well, wait a minute. We don't want to raise taxes. We don't want to keep doing this. You know, because when you start talking about raising taxes, it's not just on rich people. It's not just rich people. $250,000 a year doesn't strike me as being rich, okay? I mean, I don't make that. Bob does. Bad Bob does. So he's, you know, he's been fighting it. He's been fighting it hard. But that to me doesn't strike. You know, you make $250,000 a year, that makes you rich. No. $500,000 a year you make as a president of the of a California university makes you rich. A millionaire, you're rich. You know, all that. But now we're getting into the, you know, we've identified classes. You know, now it becomes even more of a class warfare. And you hear it all the time, there is no middle class anymore. There's no middle class. Well, yeah, there is. There's a middle class. You know, but the thing is this debt ceiling and both sides are like little kids. Of course, Obama wants something that's going to last through the next election so he can show something that he's accomplished besides giving away trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. And we don't know where it's at. And that the VA is in such bad shape at this point. But you know what, President Obama? I tell you what, you can share this one with President Bush. You can still point at him for a while. All right, let's talk about something a little more positive as we go into the weekend. Bad Bob, you going to be out in the river?
Actually, with Brenda working, I'm sorry, we might make it out to the lake a time or two, but mostly it's working in-house, especially on post-production for the dancing video.
I know what I wanted to talk about. I just remembered. Remember, we have a friend of ours who is a dialysis patient. And Carl and I, the other day, were invited to...
Go down to DaVita.
DaVita.
Which is one of the dialysis centers here in town. And were we impressed?
We met the doctors, some of the patients. We were able to take a tour and learn more about what happens when one goes on dialysis and the difference between going to the premises of where that is or having the home machine. And it was really it was very educational for us, and we were very grateful to that company. We hope to have a doctor and one of the patients on to just share that information. I think it's just, again, it's knowing what it's about.
You know, the fact is that dialysis is something that is starting to occur, or people with kidney diseases enough to make this happen. It's starting to occur younger and younger.
Because of the diabetes epidemic.
Obesity. You're starting to see children with, you know, type 2 diabetes, and there's something wrong with that. And then we talked to some of the people that were there. You know, they're in there for 3 hours at a time. Now, they, you know, they feel like this, you know, when they're down there, that they're with their family. And, they, you know, people know each other. They feel taken care of. You know, if they can't drive, they're driven down to it. You've got, as Linda said, they've got these new systems that you can take home and just do it at home.
There's about 50,000 people that are on dialysis. I believe that's either a California. There's a number. I don't have it in front of me.
No, there's millions on that. But what they said was awaiting kidneys. Awaiting kidney transplants. 89,000 awaiting kidneys.
A few that we had met that day were awaiting to see if they could be, a transplant. In fact, one of the women, her personal testimony was that she had one and it failed, and she's waiting for the second one, and she's had diabetes since she was young. And this is just a part of it's not touched your life, you're not really aware of what happens. But the statistics are growing. Some of them have been affected by Agent Orange, things that have happened through the years, and again, diabetes. And some of them can't are not available with what's happening to them physically. They can't get a transplant. They're not.
That's right. But you know what? We're going to have them on. We're going to talk, because you can. One is early detection. If you're early detected, you can start helping yourself. So, put off dialysis, or maybe even prevent it. That's why we're going to have people on. But just go into the center at DaVita. Let me throw out our thank yous to them. Now, before we run today, Tobacco and Brew 2143 Hilltop Drive. They're having a fundraiser. This is what they do. Joe and Shelley are great Americans. They're having a fundraiser out there for the Missing in America Project and the Traveling Wall Recognition between the hours of 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. Barbecue. Go in there, donate, have a good time. Linda and I'll be there part of the time. And we'll see you all Monday. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
I am still pushing for us to achieve a big deal.
And President Obama says he is willing to compromise to get a deal on raising the debt limit and cutting spending. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The president just now saying that while he still wants that big $4 trillion deal, he is willing to settle for something smaller.
Let's still try to at least get a down payment on deficit reduction.
The president claiming that he's the one in these talks who has been willing to compromise, and he called on Republicans to give a little.
If they show me a serious plan, I'm ready to move, even if it requires some tough decisions on my part.
But the president flatly ruled out some Republican proposals, like a balanced budget amendment or the so-called cut, cap, and balance proposal. Lisa?
Well, Mike, Republicans insist they do want a balanced approach also, but do not want tax hikes. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The latest offer from House Republicans would raise the debt limit if it's coupled with a balanced budget amendment.
We need real reforms to restrain the growth of spending in future years. With like spending caps.
Speaker John Boehner plans to put his proposal on the House floor next week, but the vote is likely just